This is Jamie Fulton doing an oral history interview with Robert Taylor for Punks, Pigs and Prawn Cocktails on the subject of punk culture in the 1970s. First of all, I'd like to ask, what is the meaning of punk to you?
I don't think punk not really had a meaning as such at the time. It was more of a trend, basically like mods, rockers and hippies. It was all about having a different identity really to that of other people. I think possibly it could have been people rebelling against their parents and probably the government and the way people wanted to bring you up.
So what kind of experiences did you have with punk culture? Did you see yourself as a punk?
I would have probably seen myself as a punk, but not to the extent of what a lot of people were doing, I suppose. I think sometimes punk got identified with Antichrist, Nazism. I don't think it was like that, really.
Did you feel a part of that culture at all?
I think basically to be a part of that is to be different from anyone else. I think it was more the music status, the clothing, which you brought, really. You was different to anyone else.
So what kind of experiences have you had yourself of punk, or just like viewing punk, necessarily being a part of it, seeing it on the television, reading it in the tabloids? So how did you and your family react, for example?
I mean, basically, in my household, I wasn't allowed to dress or listen to music like this. We had the piano, my mum could play the piano. We used to put the records on, we used to listen to Mrs. Mills and The Sound of Music and Vera Lynn and so on and so on and so on and so on. And that's what you used to listen to as a child. And so I was brought up like that. We didn't have the TV on. My dad didn't like the TV. My dad absolutely hated the television. When you were sat down with your family, you had to listen to the radio or play games or sing with the piano and things like that. That's how I was brought up. As regards when punk came along, when I grew up a little bit more, it was an open door, wasn't it? The door was creaking open, you know, what's this all about? And bingo, you're up there. What I had to do was go to friends, which had older brothers and sisters, which was more into the scene than I was, really. And it went on from there, really.
So did you personally see punk as a form of rebellion, or did you see it more like as a social trend?
More or less a trend, really, because the way that I used to dress and my hairstyle could be reversed.
So did you have your hair in a specific way at the time?
It was bleached and spiky. Really, I could obviously unspike it and have it in a decent haircut for a job interview, or I was going with family and friends and things like that. It was more or less basically on a weekend when I did these sort of trends.
And how did your parents and your family react to that, or how did other people react to you?
My parents and my family didn't really agree with it. I was absolutely probably disgusted by the whole scenario, the way these people carried on in public and basically what they stood up for, what they tried to get across to the youth of the country at the time. So I could never knock my parents. They were strict. I mean, very, very strict. But we had a good life when we were kids. We had a TV as well. We did have a TV, but it was never switched on. Because it was coin operated anyway, we stuck coins in that.
So how did you watch, for example, Bill Grundy?
Because it was on the news.
Because it was on the news.
We were allowed to watch news. You'd be able to watch, like, sporting events. You'd be able to watch the news or anything on world affairs, anything, history program, anything like that. Or documentaries, and we were allowed to watch them.
Yeah.
World at war, and Dad always sat and watched them. My dad was a very strict and proud man. I mean, he thought that sort of carry on with... Well, he thought that bloody basic rulers would have them. And like your Rolling Stones, he thought everything like that was crappy. It wasn't just the matter of punk rock. If I come in with a bass hitter, others would be talking, what's that, I could take it off. Because he saw that as influencing, rather than watching news or documentaries and other programs like that, which were basically educational and opening your mind to thinking. He saw it as regards sledgehammer. This is how we should be, this is what you should do.
So going back to experiences of punk rock, what kind of aspects make punk feel like a trend to you rather than a social revolution?
I suppose in some cases, yes, it could have been a social revolution. I suppose it could have been seen as a manipulation of the youth of the country against the governments and against the monarchy.
And did you want to change things at the time? Did you want to rebel against the kind of image of just growing older, having a job? Were you happy to be a part of that?
Probably more so a little bit of both, really. As regards everyone has ideas and fads and things like that. When you're younger, obviously, we're all different. But as regards as you grow older, that wouldn't have been an issue and it wouldn't have been practical.
So did you, at the time, would you have thought, I'm just
going to
rebel forever?
At the time, obviously, yes, of course you do. But you do grow up and you see life in a different way as you get older.